Kristen, remember a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about trade secrets. Mm. We said, based on what you do, you probably know things that we should know.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I gave an example. My example was, when you're trying to win a contest, we realize you're very eager.
Mm-hmm.
But pause a few seconds before you start dialing like a madman, because it takes us a while to get up to caller number 9.
And, yeah.
And some people are so quick. We hear a lot of the same people in their caller 3 and 4,
mm-hmm.
number 2 and number 5, and they're not waiting to give us enough time to work our way up to caller 9.
Mm-hmm.
That was my piece of advice, and this text came in a little while ago. Hi, Jeff and Kristen. Well, I took your advice. I waited 15 seconds, and I ended up being caller number 8.
Oh,
almost.
Man. Okay.
She said, I'm getting there.
Okay.
Happy birthday to me anyway. Love listening to you two every day. Gretchen in Carbondale. Well, happy birthday, Gretchen.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
And along that same vein, just a few minutes ago, you know, whenever we do a contest and we say, well, I'm the one that says it. Hi, you're caller 1, you're caller 2. Some people you hear like, oh, as they realize they're not the right caller. And one guy just a few minutes ago let the F-bomb fly.
I don't know who that was, but that was hilarious.
Well, he just texted.
Oh, did he? Oh, my God.
I don't have his name. He said, I'm so sorry, Jeff and Kristen.
Really?
I did not mean to curse. It's fine with us. We got a laugh out of it.